here's a story from The World.
If you've been following the news about Uyghurs in Western China, you've heard about Beijing's campaign against Muslim minorities, detention in so-called re-education camps, mass surveillance. For some in the Uyghur diaspora outside of China, it's almost impossible to have a phone conversation with family members in Xinjiang without Chinese officials listening in. In fact, a new report by the San Francisco mobile security firm Lookout found that China developed software to track Uyghurs and their families much earlier and more widely than previously thought. Apoorva Kumar is a security researcher at Lookout who co-authored this report. Thanks for being with us, Apoorva. What do the new findings in this report tell us about how aggressive the surveillance campaign against the Uyghurs is?
The new findings that we talk about in our report here actually showcase four separate malware families that have never been discovered or discussed before. And we know that the targeting is actually quite widespread, and it is also not limited only to China and Uyghurs, but may also be targeted towards Tibetans and also Uyghur populations outside of China. And yet the topic of those apps is still bent towards Uyghurs or Muslim communities, which tells us that there's a certain focus of these communities worldwide.
So how is it different than Chinese officials, for example, listening into or watching phone calls between Uyghur families and text messages?
The difference here is that the software is installed on their mobile devices and is taking this information without their knowledge. Specifically on that application, nowhere does it warn you that this is going to be the case. I presume that if you are in China and you're on the phone, you suspect obviously that data is going somewhere, but presumably on a secure messaging application or let's say on a keyboard application, you're not suspecting it to take all of your contacts and call logs.
As far as Uyghurs, though, and Muslim minorities in Western China, if this was happening before many thought it was as surveillance, does that change the timeline of what we thought we knew of China's repression of Uyghurs?
I think people understood very well that Uyghurs within China were being monitored in whatever way they were, given public reporting. But I think what's different here is that it's actually following the Uyghur communities as they go around the world. So through public reporting, we know that there are Uyghur communities or Uyghur people that have escaped to places like Turkey or Indonesia and Malaysia. And now we see this in the targeting. And I think this is in line with some of the findings that we've had.
What surprised you most, Apoorva, as you conducted this research?
I guess the most surprising thing about it was that the actors behind all of these malware tools reuse the same servers to conduct all of these different campaigns. So a campaign is usually a malware or a software and then a certain target or a group of people being targeted. So what we saw was that there were various communities all around the world or within China that were being targeted, but then the same infrastructure or related infrastructure or servers on the internet were being used to communicate to all of these things and get all of the users' personal data. So that was quite surprising to us, the fact that such an advanced actor was able to make a basic mistake like that.
Apoorva, what are Uyghur activists to do with this information?
I think it's very important to understand the risk that you have when you are using a mobile device. It is important to understand that somebody who may be trying to surveil you may be focusing on things that you cannot avoid. For example, Uyghurs speak their own language with a specific character set, and this malware specifically focuses on apps that are keyboards or fonts specifically for Uyghur. And so that tells us that they are targeting in a very, very particular way. And most likely Uyghur people or Uyghur activists are probably communicating in Uyghur. And so they need those characters and fonts to communicate with each other. And so it is very important to know how at risk you might be and exactly what the capabilities of your adversary is in order to protect yourself.
Apoorva Kumar, a security researcher at Lookout, a mobile security firm based in San Francisco. She co-authored a report that found China developed software used to monitor Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities much earlier and more widely than previously thought. Apoorva, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.